Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
Boys, let's talk about the Rabbitohs to kick things off today. I'm going to start with you, James Graham, because the Bunnies are confident they can come here and win today. They're 0-3. Look, I would ask the question first. Well, it's a couple of questions. First, I'd ask you, where would they win this game today? Based on what we've seen in the last 3 weeks, where can South win this game today?
Well, sometimes, Maroon, when you're in a situation like this, you've just got to find a way to win. And I think looking at South's, the way they start the season, 0-3, a lot of pressure on the football club, the coaching staff and the players. I don't think it's too outrageous to make the statement that I believe that this is a must-win game for South Sydney. Must win. If they've got aspirations to play finals football, I think we are in the must win territory. Like, you look at their opening three games. I thought we'd see more of a response last week. I was disappointed with South against the Roosters. I really was. I thought that was the game that would ignite the response. So, look, for South Sydney, they play a style of football that has the potential to pull apart any defence. We know they can do that, but they seem to go to that style all the time. Mm. And when it works, it's fantastic. They're low on confidence at the moment. If I was South Sydney, which I hope they don't do today, I would replicate what Canberra has done. Canberra, if you watch them play, they build into the game. They build a foundation. So they play nice and simple, play through the middle. When an opportunity's on, they're very low risk. And perhaps that's what South Sydney should be aiming to do. Low risk. And when they need to go up a notch and dial up that risk factor, dial up the shifts, dial up pushing a pass, you know, they go to their left edge so often, but it's just not clicking at the moment.
No.
So for me, that's what South Sydney need to do. They need to be exercise some more patience, focus on completion. But today is one of those games that you've just got to find a way to get the win.
Now, I just want to break in quickly with you, Brent Reed. You've got some team news there, mate.
Yeah, Timmy, big news for the Bulldogs. Actually, Josh Adokar's back from that shoulder problem. So Blake Wilson drops out of the team. So okay. Josh Adokar will start today.
Josh Adokar will start for the Doggies. So if you're in the car on your way, that's a big news if you're a Doggies fan. Josh Adokar will start. Let's stay with the Bunnies just for a second, guys, because there's a lot to unfold here. Woodsy, the next thing I would probably bring up is the amount of points teams are scoring against them.
Yep.
We saw the Roosters pour 48 on them. We saw the Broncos put 28 on them. And we saw your mob put 36 on them. So this was the issue at the back end last year, and it's not solved. They're leaking too many points.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Gemma just said. You know, they're a side, I call them a front foot side. You know, when things are going really well, they're a side that can easily score a huge amount of points. But what you want to see from the old South Sydney mob today is you want them to be doing the areas that the Bulldogs have been doing really well as of late, which is defensively. You know, a player that the Bulldogs missed a lot last year was Viliami Kikau. And something what I've noticed in the first few weeks of the big kicks is that he leads all the effort areas. That's something that you want to see from the Souths, you know, especially their forwards. You know, they need to win their tackles. They need to hit together. You know, at the moment, it's like some guys are going out to put shots on. Some guys are holding back. You know, everyone's sort of, They're playing a little bit individual at the moment, whereas the Bulldogs are on the same page. You know, I know they didn't get wins the first 2 weeks, but they looked very likely. And then last week when they had their, you know, they played against the Gold Coast Titans, geez, their defence won in the first half, won in that game, but then the attack came in that second part.
Do you reckon, Woodsy, though, part of the problem that they're not able to do that defensive side of the game is that the fact that they're making too many mistakes.
Yeah.
They're handing over easy possession to the opposition.
Yeah, definitely, Jimmy. It's what weighs you down at the back end of the game. If they're going for those big plays early on, you know, there's fatigue. It's a factor. You know, you lose, you know, your headspace gets a little bit, you know, geez, can we make this play? Are we still in this grind here? When other teams, like, they just want to get the ball down the other end of the field, whereas South think, we can score this set.
Yeah.
You know, there's a play, particularly last week when I watched them, they got a six again on the try line. Latrell goes to dummy half,
yeah.
Throws a cutout pass to Cody Walker on play zero, and they drop it. The ball goes dead. It's a seven tackle set, 20-metre restart to the Bulldogs. Little areas like that, you don't need to do that. They could have done seven tackles, just make the Roosters tackle the whole set and build some fatigue in the Roosters and get back in that cycle, and that's where you create opportunities.
And also, Woodsy, you can be frustrated that you don't score, but you get the results later on in the game
yeah.
because you've worked the Roosters over, you're figuring them out, you're seeing where you can get an advantage, you're seeing
yep.
who's on the game, who's off the game. So that sort of stuff is massive. That play in particular really stood out for me. There was another one where Alex Johnson goes up the left wing. I think the game had probably gone by this point and they are just looking for points.
Yep.
He kicks it back inside. And I think it found Totola.
Yep.
He's the only player. But
pushing up and support.
It's like...
That's where you want your back five, your spine members.
Not just that, Woodsy, but if Johnson's in that situation, like what are the odds that Totola picks it up and scores?
Very
slim. You know, so you play the percentage. Alex Johnson, take the tackle. Then the Roosters have to rush back onside. And then they can start to play, but they just... It seems like South play with this attitude of we're just going to play to score, which can be great, and you want to give players confidence to throw that
yeah.
pass at the right time, and South just aren't in a position at the moment to be playing that with that attitude to their football.
Also, I've got obviously we played against them round one, so we did a lot of video on them, and something that was pretty in particular when we're watching them is I said to you before, they play quite an individual game, so it seems that everyone, you're waiting for the person to do something, to create something. When their back five get the ball, they run one out. You know, there's no push, there's no support. So teams that come up and play against them, all right, Latrell's going to come, he's coming one out. Alex Johnson's coming one out. Tane Milne. So you know you can get your numbers into the tackle and you can slow it down. Whereas if you've got a little bit of support, just takes a number off the tackle, and then instead of running at three or four blokes, you run at two or one, which those... It's a huge impact in the game because blokes can poke the nose through, get quick play of the balls, and that's how you get your roll on.
Okay, this is Triple M NRL Prime Time. We're just talking about the Bunnies. Just before kickoff, Doggies will take on the Bunnies this afternoon at 4 o'clock live on Triple M and Listener. Let me bring you into this, Reedy. Like, you don't have to be Einstein. You don't have to be a rugby league genius to realise not many teams get to the grand final, but they're umming and ahhing who's playing halfback in round three.
Yeah.
This is an issue, mate. This is an issue. This is too big of an issue to come back from, I think, the whole halfback thing. The halfback. You've got to know who the halfback's going to be.
Well, halfback doesn't really run the show at South, though, does he? I mean, Cody runs the show and Latrell and Cookie more than the halfback. So I think that's a hurdle I think you can overcome. But what? Listening to Woodsy then talk about the kick returns, Woodsy, and the guys going one out, that's the bit I find intriguing because... Okay, that's a player thing, right? That's an individual, but it's also a coaching thing, is it not? Where surely they're not being coached to go one out like that. Surely they're being coached to support each other and back each other up, but they're not following those instructions.
Well, they mustn't be because they've done it. So they did it in the Charity Shield, and because when you play against, when you watch the trials, you don't really take that form in, but we just prepared like it was going to happen. They've done it for the first 3 weeks. And as Gemma said...
But surely they're not being told to do that, would you?
Well,
surely not.
Well, we're not in the backgrounds there. But they're the little areas to turn your season around. It's not a big change. It's just a little change. It's just showing up for your mate. It's doing those little effort areas that then they're no talent required. It's between your ears. So instead of watching Latrell score that big 100-meter try, how about push up with him? Or when Alex Johnson runs down the sideline, not just the front rower in Junior Totola, you've got three or four other blokes pushing up there as well.
The one thing I would say about South Maroon is they are a team that can get hot. So they might have lost their first three. But if they can find some form and get some touch and some guys can get some confidence back, they can get really hot and get in a roll and win a lot of games in a row. So after three games, I wouldn't be putting a line through them just because they've ummed and ahhed over their halfback.
Okay,
but then Reedy, like I've said, today is must win. You're starting to stare down the barrel. Yeah, I agree with you. They can get hot, but then they start to know like.
I think it's more must-win from the perspective, Jimmy, that everyone at this club's under pressure at the moment, right? We've just seen, well, they were just about to lose in New South Wales Cup, but Jai Gray, we saw, set up a try a second ago, the young fullback, and people are talking about moving Latrell. If they lose today, they lose to Canterbury, a team they should beat. The coach is already under immense pressure. He's under pressure to make more changes. He made the change at halfback. That just intensifies that pressure to make huge changes.
Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.